Welcome to our service for Wednesday, June the 24th, in the week of the second Sunday after Trinity. Today is one of those occasions when a festival day coincides with a Wednesday, and so we celebrate and remember the birth of John the Baptist. Our hymn today is The Great Forerunner of the Morn. There will also be a time of reflection after the homily to the Taizé chant, Bless the Lord, O my soul. So let us pray. Loving God, we ask you that by your Holy Spirit you will be with us through this time together. May our hearts be open to you, that we may all be faithful hearers of the riches of your word. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We now hear the Word of God.
Our reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, beginning at the 57th verse. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, No, he is to be called John. They said to her, None of your relatives has this name. Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, His name is John. And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbours, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, What then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, the Lord our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today we see in our reading a time of celebration amidst a time of great change for Elizabeth and Zechariah. For years they had longed for a child, and then when all hope had seemed lost, Zechariah was told by the angel, whilst he was offering incense in the temple, he was told what was to happen. Like the birth of Jesus, who John was the forerunner for, it seems John had a clearly defined path in life from the beginning. We all have a path in life. We all have a purpose, but it is not quite as obvious. It seems for most of us it is a bit like following a minor path on an ordnance survey map, or even taking a compass bearing across open country. We must be prayerful and open to God's promptings in helping us to discern what we are to be in our own lives. When we are born, it is impossible to remember what happened. It's a good job, really, as emerging from the warmth and comfort of our mother's womb and coming into a world which must be around 20 degrees, it must seem rather cold, a shock to the system. But looking back at my birth, I am not aware that either of my parents had a heavenly announcement to tell them what would happen next, or what my role would be. And your parents, I assume, probably didn't have this experience either. But John's purpose was clearly communicated. When the people gathered at this naming ceremony, they already started to know that here was someone special, and they began to speculate on his future with expectation. Zachariah, John's father, was now able to speak again and was moved by the Holy Spirit to prophesy how things would be, that his child would be the prophet of the Most High to go before the Lord, to prepare his way. I said we don't remember our birth, and can you imagine if we could recall that and all our early experiences? Not just the tumbles and scrapes on our knees or operations that we may have had to go through, but what about things that were said about us? What expectations were there, if any, for us? Some children have enormous expectations placed upon them and parental hopes for achievement. Can you imagine if John had heard all this from his whole community? As a parent, I too had hopes for my children, and still do. There's nothing wrong with that, but it has to be balanced and open to what is right for them, and allow them to explore and find out what is their purpose and way in life, what brings them fulfillment, and not placing unrealistic expectations on them. The challenge for Zachariah and Elizabeth was to raise John to be himself, so that he could be what he was called to be for others. John was a gift, an unexpected blessing from God, but I wonder what his community thought about him as his life unfolded and his purpose was fulfilled. It is likely that John was orphaned from an early age, given his parents' age, and scholars speculate that he was raised in an orphanage run by the Essene community. This was an orphanage for children of priests. From his desert upbringing and his emergence from the wilderness to enter his ministry, I suspect John's life was generally quite solitary. And his ministry, like Jesus, would be short, but full of impact, and ended somewhat abruptly through execution. This child who took the weight of so many expectations and who was so faithful ended up living a hard life and was finally imprisoned and executed. How did his people react to that? Did they think he fulfilled his purpose? Did he meet their expectations? And his parents? They never saw what he achieved. The gospel reading we heard today ended, "The child, John, grew and became strong in spirit." He became strong in spirit. It was being strong in the spirit that enabled John to face the uncertain future. I wonder how we feel at present in facing the future. I could never have anticipated several years ago, even 6 months ago, how things were going to unfold in our world situation. Whatever stage in life we're at, whether we are considering our future career, how to use our gifts, or facing some illness or limitation, or dealing with loss, or any of life's other challenges that happen to all people. It is the blessing of the Holy Spirit which makes our journey ahead in life look hopeful and bright, even when the skies may seem dark. It is the blessing of being strong in spirit, with Jesus to help us, that our life does have purpose. And where we are led, we go with God, and we trust in God. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who
the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord God, who promised Zechariah a son filled with the Spirit and power of Elijah to prepare a people fit for the Lord, we pray for reconciliation between all peoples. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb. May she who believed your promise be blessed among women, and may we proclaim with joy the good news of your Christ. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, at John's birth, Zechariah proclaimed he would be the prophet of the Most High. We pray for all who preach the good news. Especially we pray for your church in this pandemic, that we would be given wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you in the power of the Spirit. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, John proclaimed your Son as the Lamb of God, and John's disciples followed Jesus. Help us to follow him also, and by our words and deeds, to bring our families and friends closer to you. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, you sent John to witness to the light, to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and to prepare the way of the Lord. Comfort your people and bring your healing to the sick and needy, to the brokenhearted and the oppressed, to prisoners and captives. We entrust to your tender care those who are ill or in pain, knowing that whenever life threatens, your everlasting arms are there to hold them safe. Comfort and heal them and restore them to health and strength. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God, as John preached the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins and suffered imprisonment and death for proclaiming your law, we remember all who have died in your service. Joining our prayers with John the Baptist and all the saints, grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tender compassion of our God, May the dawn from on high break upon you and guide your feet into the way of peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.